From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. There are now significant results coming in from the Iowa caucuses, and NPR is projecting that Mike Huckabee, the former Arkansas governor, has come in first in the Republican caucuses ahead of former Massachusetts governor Mitt Romney. Results from the Democrats are coming in, and with more than a quarter of the precincts reporting, it is a tight three-way race. However, in the Republican race, it doesn't appear to be tight at all. Ina Jaffe is at the Embassy Suites Hotel in downtown Des Moines. That's Huckabee campaign headquarters, and I assume it's a happy headquarters at this point.
Oh, very happy. They're watching television returns, and they're breaking into chants of, "We like Mike, we like Mike." There was an announcement on the broadcast they were watching that there was a huge turnout among evangelical voters, and that they broke 2-1 for Mike Huckabee, and that also got a huge cheer. The national chairman of the Huckabee campaign, Chip Saltzman, addressed the crowd, and he said it's going to be a long night, although maybe not that long for these folks. And he said, "What we're seeing tonight is that Mike Huckabee is right. Message matters. You can't buy this election in Iowa." And he said that Romney, former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney, had the best organization money can buy, but we've got the best volunteers anyone could hope for. So people around here are pretty happy.
Is there a volunteer organization that either awaits Governor Huckabee in New Hampshire or that can go there with him?
Well, there were some folks here, who came up to support him from Arkansas. As to what his organization on the ground is in New Hampshire, I really don't know that much about it, but he is still working really hard to raise money because he's certainly underfinanced compared to the likes of Mitt Romney.
It's actually a remarkable first-place finish for Huckabee when we consider that a few months ago he was considered one of those candidates like Tom Tancredo and Ron Paul who would pull up the rear of the Republican field.
And I think it shows that debates are important, that people watched him on television and said that this is somebody who they found very likable, who sounded smart, and it made a lot of people take a look at him that might not have originally.
Okay, Ina, thanks a lot. That's Ina Jaffe reporting at Huckabee Caucus Night headquarters in Des Moines, Iowa. Melissa?
And now to the headquarters for the man who's projected by NPR as being the number two finisher in Iowa, and that's the former Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney. NPR's Scott Horsley is at his headquarters in Des Moines. And Scott, if there was elation at Huckabee headquarters, I imagine there is sullen dejectedness there with Mitt Romney supporters.
Well, the Romney camp has certainly tried to put the very best shine they can on what looks to be a second place finish for the former Massachusetts Governor. The campaign has been trying for some time to sort of lower expectations here in Iowa, noting that Romney alone among the Republican contenders is in the top two in both Iowa and New Hampshire, to different leaders in each of those states. That's all true, but it's also true that Iowa has been very important for Mitt Romney's strategy. He's run more than 40% of his television ads here in Iowa. He spent more than 70 days campaigning in the Hawkeye State. One of his sons traveled to all 99 counties in Iowa in their converted RV, the Mittmobile. So he wanted a strong finish here, and I think it's safe to say a stronger finish than we're seeing so far tonight.
Spent a lot of time in Iowa, also spent a huge amount of money, including a lot of his own money in Iowa.
That's right, and one of the things that the campaign has been talking about is the evangelical turnout that Ina mentioned, and I was with both former Governor Romney and former Governor Huckabee yesterday. Huckabee said, you know, we were outspent 20-1, and that this was an opportunity for Iowans to say they can't be bought, can't even be rented for a night. Romney spent a huge amount of money, much of it his own, here in Iowa, and it appears that the evangelical turnout has just swamped that.
Now, a very different electorate in New Hampshire, where they head next, or the primary on Tuesday. That evangelical base not nearly as important, if important at all. And of course, Mitt Romney from the neighboring state of Massachusetts, the former governor from there, he would be expecting a far better showing there.
Well, yes, although the campaign has tried to say that the neighboring state doesn't mean that much. There's, of course, a fair amount of tension between Massachusetts and New Hampshire. But it's much more a sort of fiscal conservative audience in New Hampshire that they'll be appealing to rather than the social conservatives that have dominated at least this round of the caucuses here in Iowa.
Okay, NPR's Scott Horsley at the headquarters of Mitt Romney in Des Moines, Iowa. And again, NPR has projected that Mike Huckabee has finished first in the Iowa caucuses on the Republican side. Mitt Romney has finished second.
Now, over on the Democratic side, 943 Democratic precinct caucuses have reported their results. That's out of 1,781, so it's more than half. And with that amount reported, Barack Obama's leading with a little bit over 34%, but he's leading a very tight pack of three candidates, just ahead of John Edwards and Hillary Clinton. NPR's Mara Liasson is at the Polk County Convention Center in Des Moines. Des Moines is in Polk County, keeping an eye on the results. Pretty close race you've got there.
Really extraordinary, Robert. I mean, it's a three-way tie, almost. Obama is ahead. We've got just about half precincts reporting from the Iowa Democratic Party. Obama at 34.3, Edwards at 31.6, and Clinton at 31.2. So that means that Edwards and Clinton are pretty much tied, Obama ahead at 34%. I mean, this is really extraordinary.
Now,
I mean,
we should say here, Mara, that in terms of tangible gains from the Iowa caucuses, this doesn't mean much. There are about, I think, 44 convention delegates at stake.
Are you talking about tangible gains as an actual delegate?
That's not
what this is about.
It's all about showing that you can win an election.
That's
At this rate,
is all about... Yes.
You could say no one has shown that so far.
Yes, that's true, but there is so much free media and expectations. And look, they wouldn't be in Iowa if it didn't mean something.
Right.
And they've been here for a long time. And what it means is that they can prove to Democrats that they can win. And this is the first opportunity they have to show they can win. And so far, Obama looks like he's, at least with just about half reporting, he is in the lead here. A small one, but a lead. And I can assure you, Robert, that if this stays this close till the end, we're going to hear some furious spinning after this. Whoever wins, even by a 0.0001, is going to say, I am the winner. And the guy who's close to him is going to say, well, I tied.
Yeah, 34, 32, 31 is a dream scenario for the spinmeisters.
Yes.
Just one point I'll add before I let you go, Mara. I saw comparative charts for Obama and Hillary Clinton in terms of age groups. The older the age group, the better Hillary Clinton did. The younger the age group, the better Barack Obama did. It was a stunning difference between the
candidates. Not surprising,
Okay. NPR's Mara Liasson at the Polk County Convention Center in Des Moines, Iowa, keeping an eye out on the results of the Iowa caucuses as they come in there.
Yeah. We're turning back now to Andy Koha, the pollster and president of the Pew Research Center, who has been going through the entrance polling data, people going into the Iowa caucuses tonight, talking to pollsters about who they would caucus for and also what's on their minds. Andy, what are you seeing in the numbers that you've been looking at most recently?
Well, just to follow up on what Robert said, among the voters on the Democratic side going into these caucuses, 57% said they preferred Obama, 11% Clinton, 13% Edwards. If you look at the people at the other end of the age spectrum, the 65 and olders, 45% were for Clinton, 22% were for Edwards, 17% for Obama. Obama was so much of this is about change and new ideas, and that's what has been most positive for Obama thematically throughout all of the internals of this entrance poll.
And as we've been talking about, also a lot of first-time caucus goers, he was banking on that, and they, you know, a lot of questions about whether they would actually show up tonight, and they did.
That's right. And it's more about personal qualities and less about issues. I mean, earlier we talked about health care, where surprisingly 31% of the people who said health care was most important picked Obama, 30% Hillary.
Let's bring in our political commentators. E.J. Dionne, senior fellow at the Brookings Institution and columnist at The Washington Post, joining us from Manchester, New Hampshire. Hi, E.J.
How are you?
Good. And Rich Lowry, editor of The National Review. He joins us here in our Washington studio. Welcome back, Rich.
Hi there.
First, your take on the Huckabee projected finish first.
Well, it's an incredible personal victory for Mike Huckabee. He had everything thrown at him by the Romney campaign and by the media. He really hadn't had a good day in the free media ever since there was this Newsweek poll 3 or 4 weeks ago that showed him popping up to an incredible 22-point lead. It was an onslaught ever since then, and he survived it. And he survived it mostly because of his incredible personal communication skills. This is an extremely talented politician.
But E.J. Dionne, what's your thought on whether it survives beyond Iowa?
Well, I'm not sure it survives beyond Iowa, but I think he's got some real potential, and it's a real revolution in the Republican Party. I mean, Mitt Romney had become a kind of establishment conservative choice. He outspent Mike Huckabee by something like 20 to 1. It was an extraordinary number. And yet what you had was an outpouring of evangelical voters in Iowa. According to the entrance poll, 60% of the Republicans who voted today described themselves as born again. They voted for Mike Huckabee 45% to 19%. And I think these are folks who had been used by the establishment Republicans for a long time, and they decided this time they're going to vote for one of their own. The person this helps a lot in the short term is John McCain, because Mitt Romney was counting on coming into New Hampshire, right here where I am tonight, with a victory in Iowa. Mm-hmm. John McCain has been pulling ahead of him in New Hampshire. I think this will make life very difficult for Mitt Romney. And Mike Huckabee is going to fight on here, but he's really looking to South Carolina for another victory.
Rich Lowry, let's turn to the Democrats right now. It looks like we could be having the result that one Obama aide, David Axelrod, referred to in a New York Times story the other day as a hung jury. What if it ends up 34, 32, 31?
Well, I think a win is a win for Obama. I mean, and this is, it's very close to being a three-way push here, but a win is still a win. You got to be impressed the way he turned out the youth vote. We always hear about young voters, and very often they don't show up. Apparently, enough of them showed up tonight to help push Obama, perhaps.
Yeah, we don't know
over
that
the top.
Yet.
We don't know yet. But if Edwards finishes second, it'll be, I think, sort of a repeat of what happened to him in 2004, when he had an amazing surge at the end based on a connection with Iowa voters that he captured in a stump speech, and he surged to second, and it wasn't quite enough, and he wasn't the biggest story coming out of Iowa, and it looks as though he might be facing a repeat of that tonight.
E.J. Dionne, what do you think the big story is on the Democratic side?
Well, I agree with Rich that a win is a win, and boy, young voters mattered. It was said they don't vote, as Rich just said. The under 30 voters were, as a group, were almost as big as the over 65 crowd. That's really quite extraordinary. And Obama, the relationship between age and voting, as Andy Gohut mentioned, is enormous. This is a real vote for change. I think it's going to be very difficult for John Edwards if he comes in third tonight. And it's very interesting. The analysis before the caucuses turns out to be largely right, which isn't the case all the time, the previous caucus goers actually did vote for John Edwards as expected, but there were a lot more new ones. And those a lot more than people might have expected, and Obama carried those quite handily.
And very briefly, let's also just say that apart from the top three whom we've been talking about, Iowa also serves as a winnowing place, and with people like Governor Bill Richardson, Joe Biden, Chris Dodd below 2%, we'll see a narrower pack very soon.
Latest Democratic numbers, 1,139 of 1,781 precincts have reported. Obama, 34.84%. Edwards, 31.31%, and Hillary Clinton, 31.09%. You're listening to coverage of the Iowa caucuses on All Things Considered from NPR News.